All right. It is April 8th, 2024 at 1:30 p.m. This is the time and date scheduled for a pre-hearing conference in Public Service Commission application of SCS Carbon Transport LLC. This is Public Service Commission case number PU-22-391, and this matter has been designated as OAH file number 2023-0002. I scheduled this pre-hearing conference to discuss case management and procedure for our upcoming round of hearings. And I think the first thing we'll do is have everybody who's on or partaking in our pre-hearing conference this afternoon enter their appearance for the record. I will note that we are conducting this pre-hearing conference through Zoom video conference. And I think it might be easiest if I go through the parties and just have attorneys represent themselves and identify anybody else that's appearing on behalf of that party. So maybe I'll start with you, Mr. Pelham. Did you want to note your appearance for the record?
Yes, thank you, Judge. Zachary Pelham, Special Assistant Attorney General on behalf of the Public Service Commission. It appears that Victor Shuck is also on the line. The
PDSC
this afternoon.
All right. And on behalf of SCS Carbon Transport LLC?
Yes, Your Honor. Lawrence Bender, and I'm the only person on the phone on behalf of the applicant.
All right. Thank you. And I think I will just state the landowner interveners. If counsel for them want to state their appearance.
This is Steve Leibel, and Mr. Jordy is also on the line.
All right, thank you. Let's see. Burleigh County.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. This is Randy Bakke on behalf of Burleigh County, and it's just myself.
All right. Thank you. Emmons County?
Yeah, Your Honor. This is Derek Broughton with Broughton Law Firm on behalf of Emmons County, and my paralegal, Desiree Zast, is on the line as well.
All right. Thank you. And City of Bismarck?
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Pat Zollmer from the law firm of Boston Barnett on behalf of the City of Bismarck.
All right. Thank you. The labor union?
Kevin Prentice on behalf of Labor Sisters Council. I'm the representative of the call.
All right. Thank you. And I think that is everybody, except I have one party that's called in. It's a 701-255-2010. Can I ask who that number belongs to?
Yes, I'm not sure if you can hear me. This is Attorney Dave Canola, the landowner intervener.
All right, thank you. I can hear you. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Just to start off, I just wanted to note, in case it wasn't clear already from the commission meetings that have been held regarding the upcoming hearings, but the commission is anticipating that the week-long hearing scheduled for April 22nd to be the primary hearing for this round of the hearings, so they would like a bulk of the hearing to happen on those dates. And then the Wahpeton and Linton hearings have been scheduled mainly to hear or to take public comment and hear from landowners. So we have that, and then the April 22nd hearing commission is allowing public comment for that hearing as well, and I understand it's the commission's request to do what we did in some of the prior hearings, which is to have blocks of public hearing through or public comment throughout the hearing. So as much as possible, I'm going to try to do that in convenient times, hopefully maybe in the morning and after lunch or something like that, keeping in mind that we don't really want to break up witness testimony. Likewise, we'll try to end each day around 5 or 6 o'clock, as much as possible. Again, you know, if we're towards the end of witness testimony for a particular witness, we might try to finish that up, but I think that's going to be a goal to try to end each day around those times. And with that in mind, I kind of wanted to talk about time management and where we're at on that. Thank you for the parties that did file witness lists last week. I appreciate that, and I did put in the pre-hearing notice that I was going to ask about anticipated length of testimony, and I know sometimes that's difficult to estimate before we really get into the hearing, and obviously I understand parties can't control time spent on cross-examination, so, you know, if you could give me an idea of how much time you think your witnesses are going to present, that would be helpful. And I think I'll start with you, Mr. Bender, because I do anticipate that Summit's witnesses will go first.
Sure. Thank you, Your Honor. I don't know if you have in front of you the list of witnesses that I prepared, but it might be easiest to just follow down that list if that works for you, Your Honor.
Yep, I do have it. Thank you.
So, I don't believe we've necessarily called them in this order. We haven't made that decision yet, but if we can just go down the list, I have Wade Boshanis. I'm thinking that his testimony, his direct testimony, would probably be in the hour to an hour and a half of testimony. James Powell is, I believe, going to be our primary witness, and I would guess that his direct testimony is probably going to be in that 3 hour range. Jason Zoller, probably to be conservative, I would just say an hour, maybe 30 minutes, so let's just say an hour. John Schmidt, similar to Jason Zoller, in that half hour to an hour range. I have on here David Dom. We're likely not going to call him at this point in time. We think some of that information can be covered with another witness, but if he is called, it's likely only going to be 30 to 45 minutes. And then Jeff Olson is probably in that 35 to 45 minutes, but to be conservative, let's just say an hour. And then on the May call witnesses or May testify, Dan Pickering, I'm thinking 30 minutes. Harold Hamm, 30 minutes. Mike Lumpkin, possibly an hour, and Brian Locke, possibly an hour.
All right. Thank you. That's helpful.
Your Honor, but I'll have a better idea, you know, perhaps in a week or so, and, you know, I'm happy to provide the Your Honor with more information as we know more.
Yeah, I probably won't require you to do that, but if you want to do that ahead of time, that would be appreciated from my point. It makes it easier for me to plan stuff out if I have a better idea of those type of items. Okay, and then on behalf of, the landowner interveners, I don't know, Mr. Leibel, are you the one to speak on that?
Brian Jordy can speak on that.
All right. And I guess maybe my first question for you, Mr. Jordy, based off of the comments in your witness list, do you anticipate appearing at all through that week. I know you were one of the parties that expressed some conflicts with that week. So I guess my first question is, are you available at all that week?
No, not right now, unless, you know, all sorts of things, stars were to align and things were to be canceled. But what we didn't want to have happen is Summit raise some type of waiver argument or similar that we, you know, failed to even participate, so we somehow couldn't even request a technical conference. And by participate, I mean in the witness list, etc., so they didn't accuse us of, like, sandbagging or something. So this is filed solely to preserve that part of the record, and so we're not waiving. And this would be the totality of the people that, had we been able to participate, we, you know, may have called at that time. So I can run through everything, or if that affects how you want to move forward.
Well, maybe I'll start with this, and maybe it has been filed already and I haven't seen it, but you are planning to request that technical hearing or additional days for technical hearing?
Correct.
Okay. And, yeah, I've looked through your witness list, and it's a pretty healthy list. Do you have any idea of how much time you're going to need? And maybe it's kind of a two-part thing, but do you anticipate calling all of these witnesses?
No, definitely will not call all. I mean, obviously, depending how the, you know, the Summit, they've got the burden of proof, we don't. So depending how their witnesses play out, maybe, you know, none of these might be necessary. We'll just have to see. But obviously, for instance, like Mr. Powell, he's going to be on their list. So that's not really a duplicate. You know, Mr. Rastedt or Mr. Blank, if maybe I should just go in order, we'd have to subpoena them if they're not going to be there, and then that's a whole process, but we just put them on there because we think those are people that have material information that the PSC would be interested in. And then we've got Mr. Powell, Mr. Paroli, he's a commercial person. Well, I think he quit or was fired. I'm not privy to that. But in any event, he's not there, but he's the mastermind kind of behind the economics of this, so I'm not sure who they're going to have. Maybe that Wade gentleman is going to cover that. And then we've got some other Summit people, all of whom may be unnecessary, Your Honor, again, based upon how their direct testimony comes in. So I think some of the key witnesses have to do with discovery disputes and prior orders, an August 4th order that basically granted confidential protection of some information. We're going to ask for either reconsideration or make another run at that because we think the authors, the people that have prepared any report that the PSC has and no one else has, are obviously fair game, because certainly you could make a decision based on information that the parties weren't able to cross-examine on. So we don't know who those people are. They won't tell us, but those are placeholders, sub I, J, and K. And then you can see the landowners. Landowners go from L down to Q. Mary, Airman and Scott are husband and wife. I would suspect maybe one would testify. Maybe it's 30, 45 minutes. Mr. Malloy has never testified, and so I suspect he could be longer in the hour time range. And then I suspect we would have one representative from APH Farms probably in that hour time frame or so as well, but I listed all three just to be safe. Mr. Riley of Watford City, we'd have to subpoena him, or maybe he'd volunteer to come down, but I'm going to have to call him. And same with Mr. Tharlson. I don't know if he's interested in coming, but I'll have to give him a call. And same with the president of the ethanol plant. So those are just kind of placeholders. And then Lynn Helms, Mineral Resources, I'm going to have to give him a call also. Not sure if he's willing to testify. And then the others looks like are experts that have been used in the past, used by us or other parties against Summit in other states. And so someone's very familiar with their testimony. And I think that takes us through, the balance of our list.
So in total, for technical hearing, do you know what length of that hearing? Do you know what your request is going to be?
Oh, gosh, good question. I mean, you know, unfortunately, since, again, we're kind of responding, it really depends how much, comes out of the summit on this first go-around. Like I said, the landowner witnesses, maybe three and a half hours to get the kind of, because we only have three families left in Burley and Morton County, and hopefully someone will just reroute around them so we don't have to deal with that. But for the other folks, oh gosh, I mean, at least a solid 8 hours to get through the rest of them, and I don't know how much cross there would be.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Then I think the third list I got was from Burley County. Mr. Bakke, kind of the same questions. I know you expressed some conflicts or a conflict with that week of April 22nd. Are you able to attend any days during that week?
I am not. My jury trial has not changed, which starts the following Monday, and that's a case that went to the North Dakota Supreme Court after the first jury trial and was reversed. So there's a whole host of new issues in the case that weren't allowed in the first jury trial, and that's why it's a two-week jury trial this time. And I have, of course, trial preparation, but also numerous meetings with witnesses who will be testifying at the trial. So I'm not available that week at all, and I don't anticipate that trial would be postponed for any reason. And so I would echo the comments of Mr. Jordy that we also submitted our witness list with the idea in mind that we are requesting a technical hearing as well to present our witnesses and to cross-examine the witnesses presented by Summit and possibly others during the week of April 22 through 26, and out of an abundance of caution, so as there was no waiver argument by Summit or no viable waiver argument, we did that. In relation to our witnesses that we've identified on our witness list, for the ones that we would be calling, and I'm setting aside the sum of witnesses, I would estimate we would need about a full day for the ones we disclosed, with Mr. Bittner being the first one and Mr. Jennings being the last one on that list. And then in terms of the summit witnesses, we have requested them to produce witnesses on five different topics. It very well could be many of those topics will be addressed by the summit witnesses at the initial hearings on April 22 through 26. I'm assuming those topics will be, because they're part of the application, and it's my understanding those are some of the things the PSC indicated after denying Summit's application before they wanted to hear evidence on from Summit. But we would also want to cross-examine Summit's witnesses who testified on whatever they testified to on April 22 through 26, and are operating under the understanding that we wouldn't have to subpoena those witnesses, that they would be required to voluntarily appear so that we could conduct our cross-examination at that time. So my guesstimate at this point is I would need about 2 days to complete everything that we would want to present and to cross-examine some witnesses on. And I did indicate in our witness list some days that both Mr. Jordy and the landowner interveners are available, and I am as well, which is prior to that May 24 date that Commissioner Christman talked about that he'd like to see those hearings completed by.
And just so I'm clear, Mr. Bakke, have you made a request for the technical hearing yet? I haven't seen one, but it doesn't mean you haven't made it.
No, I have not. I was waiting to see what was going to happen here today.
Sure.
We certainly planned to do that, but I thought whatever Your Honor decided and whatever the presentation was by Summit in terms of their witnesses might affect that.
Yep, go ahead, Mr. Pellin.
Mr. Bakke's request says Burley County requests a technical hearing as proposed by the PSC be scheduled on 2 days. So I think he has requested a technical hearing. That's how I read it, at least.
Yeah, I did. But in response to the judge's question, I kind of implied, or perhaps incorrectly, that she wanted a separate request or a separate document in that regard. But you're correct, Mr. Pellin. We did, in fact, make that request. If Your Honor would like something further, we can certainly do a standalone document or something of that nature.
I guess my preference would be if we had a separate document that was just kind of dedicated to that request versus being buried in a witness list. Maybe not buried is the right word, but included in a witness list, I think, for the docket might be better or more clear to somebody that's just going through the docket.
Yeah, I can certainly do that.
Okay. And same with you, Mr. Jordy. I think you had it in your witness list as well. If you just want to send in a short document with that request on it, might be helpful.
We will do that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. So it's my understanding that I think the commission's aware that there's going to be, well, obviously it's in your witness list, but we're anticipating the request for that technical hearing. And I'll ask Mr. Pelham, maybe he has more information, but it's my understanding they have not yet talked about the length of any potential hearing date. But my understanding is they would like any witness, well, specifically for Summit's witnesses, to be available for cross-examination for that technical hearing, but are willing to allow them to appear through video conference or something like that so that they wouldn't need to come back for a second hearing. So that's my understanding of where they're kind of at with that technical hearing. And Mr. Pelham, you can either correct me if I'm incorrect or if you have more information, that would be helpful.
I don't have any other information, Judge. I think what you stated is correct. Any witnesses that are called the week of April 22nd by the Summit as witnesses, any party requesting a technical hearing, which, as I understand it, both Mr. Jordy's clients and Mr. Bakke's client have requested, they're going to follow up with a more formal request, but effectively they've told us today, and their witness list indicate that they're asking for a technical hearing, that those Summit witnesses to testify on direct will be made available by Summit, will have to be made available by Summit to be subjected to cross-examination at a technical hearing, which effectively is a evidentiary hearing on the matter, and that the parties that are requesting such a hearing be entitled to call their own witnesses if they so desire at that hearing and present evidence at that technical hearing. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Those were the three parties that filed witness lists, and I just want to make sure, were any of the other parties anticipating calling witnesses or desiring to call witnesses at the April 22nd hearing?
Your Honor, Kevin Prance for Laborers, I apologize. I had missed the order giving the deadline to provide witnesses, but it was our intention to provide up to three witnesses. They wouldn't take very long. So if that's acceptable to Your Honor and other parties.
Mr. Prance, if you wouldn't mind just shooting me a short witness list with the names of those witnesses, I'd appreciate that.
Yes, Your Honor.
And do you anticipate, Mr. Prantis, how long you might need for witness testimony?
I would say an hour and a half at the very outside, probably an hour.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else?
Your Honor, this is Pat Zellmer. city did not anticipate putting on any affirmative witnesses, but is still considering cross examination of the silent witnesses.
Okay. Thank you.
This is Derek Broughton for Emmons County. We are also not planning to put on any witnesses at the April hearing, may at the hearing down in Linton. But in terms of the hearings at the end of the month, would reserve our right to cross-examine and may participate, but likely will not be playing much of a substantive role.
All right. Thank you. All right. Well, those are the topics I wanted to cover this afternoon. Did any of the parties have other issues that they wanted to address? And rather than having everybody chime in, maybe I'll just run down the list. Mr. Bender, did you have anything else you wanted to address this afternoon?
Not at this time, Your Honor.
All right. Mr. Jordy?
No, we'll probably be back, Your Honor, depending what Summit's discovery responses and position are, but nothing at this moment. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Bakke?
Nothing at this time.
All right. Mr. Zomer?
Maybe more of a clarifying question or just something to put out for consideration. The city areas of cross-examination would likely overlap with at least the Summit witnesses identified in Mr. Bakke's email requesting different Summit witnesses be available. Those are the witnesses and the topics that we would be interested in also cross-examining on. And so if it makes more sense for us to do that as part of the technical conference, we can accommodate that. Your Honor would prefer that we do it as part of the April conference or hearing we do that too.
Well, I think on that topic, as much coordination between the parties, especially the interveners, that's possible. I think the commission would appreciate that. And I think, you know, they went through great effort to schedule this week hearing on April 22nd. So as much of that hearing and as much of the cross-examination that can happen that week, I think that's what the expectation is. So Mr. Zomer, I think they would want the opposite. So instead of deferring to the technical hearing, if we could get it in that first week block, that would be their preference. So those are my thoughts on that. All right. Mr. Broughton, any other issues you wanted to address?
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Pranis?
Maybe this isn't a question that can be answered right now, Your Honor, but I see that a week is blocked off trying to manage our own limited resources. I'm wondering if given the technical hearing and major intervener parties not being a part, there's any expectation that it might be less than 5 days of hearings?
Yeah, I think that's likely, and I think from the beginning the commission's thought was they would block off a week, and when we're done, we're done. If it takes 3 days, you know, at the end of 3 days, we're done. If it takes 5 days, we use the 5 days. I guess we'll see. A lot of that is dependent on the amount of public testimony that's requested, so and that obviously we won't know till the day of, but I don't know that I can give you a good idea of anticipated length, but given what I've heard today, I'm guessing we will not need all week. I just don't know how long.
Thank you. That's helpful.
All right. Mr. Pelham, any other issues you wanted to address this afternoon?
No, Your Honor. Thank you.
And Mr. Shook, I'm going to ask you just to make sure we haven't missed anything that you might be thinking of?
No, I think you covered it very well, Judge. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining in today. I think this conversation was productive. And I'll just note for the record that it's 2:02 p.m. That'll conclude our pre-hearing conference. And I hope everybody has a nice afternoon.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.